Following the massacre, Australia granted permanent residency visas to 42,000 Chinese students. Then Prime Minister Bob Hawke unilaterally made the decision to allow them to stay. Hurstville in Sydney South was transformed by the influx of new migrants. It now has the country's highest proportion of Chinese Australian residents. Gavin Coote reports.
It's a bustling evening in the heart of Hurstville, where the recent demolition of an old retail complex has paved the way for a new open plaza space. The suburb is often dubbed Sydney's real Chinatown, and it's undergone profound demographic change in recent decades. High school student Matthew Dang is tickling the ivories as part of a musical installation and inviting others to join in.
It's a sense of belonging to me because, you know, the Cantonese noodles and the dumplings, all this stuff, it just tastes familiar to my hometown back in China.
With a new generation of students and professionals calling Australia home, what do they say about the Tiananmen Square crackdown 30 years on? Many in Hurstville were reluctant to discuss the topic with AM, with some quick to point out what they say is an anti-Chinese narrative in Australia's media. Skye is in her early 20s and wears an oversized hoodie to ward off the cold. Her parents live in a small regional town outside of Beijing. She's in Sydney studying a foundation program with the aim of eventually studying IT at university.
I was come here like for the education. Also, it's near the sea. I've never seen a sea before.
She says many Australians are misinformed about the actions of the Chinese government at the time of the student uprising. She says the belief that Chinese government censorship has prevented people her age from learning about the event is wrong.
It's okay if we just talk about it, but it seems like the foreign people think that Chinese government just control everything. They don't allow us to talk about this, talk about that. But in fact, it's not really like that. We still have some freedom to talk about what we think.
Overlooking the plaza in Hurstville is Patrick Luck's sporting goods store, where he's busy restringing tennis rackets. He's from Hong Kong and is glad the event is marked there, but says it remains an off-limits topic for many in the Chinese community in Hurstville.
I think it's unfortunate. I think we should learn from the lesson.
Yeah. And do you think many locals around here are open to talking about it, or do you think a lot of people still maybe don't know it happened or don't want to talk about it happening?
I don't think the kid or even the Australian-born Chinese or the Chinese community in Sydney, they would talk about it. Yeah, because literally you can't find it on Chinese website. They are all blocked out. Yeah, I don't think anyone, well, the youngster, the teenagers, they don't know about it.
Other Chinese Australians didn't want to talk about Tiananmen Square, but say ongoing understanding between the two countries is important.
Respect is very important, that respect each other and know the culture each other.
I do think that there's definitely room of improvement, both in China and in Australia.
Chinese Australian residents there speaking with Gavin Coote.